The debates have begun. The race for the presidency in 2016 is already in full force. The Republicans had their first debate last night, and it was entertaining. Lots of interesting things said, some powerful statements made as well. There was a lot of laughing and a lot of concern that was expressed as well. Have you ever wondered what God thinks about this whole process? Could you imagine if someone stood up at the debates and actually got right down to the heart of the issues, not only here in America, but really around the world? Could you imagine if they actually turned to a passage in the Bible? What if they turned to 2 Chronicles? Now, you might not think of 2 Chronicles as a political section of the Bible, but when you look at 2 Chronicles 7:14, this is a section of Scripture that deals with what was going on right after the dedication of the temple. Solomon had prayed and asked God's direction and guidance and presence on that temple, and God answered Solomon, and he told him something very interesting. This is what he said in 2 Chronicles 7:14. He said, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land." Now, could you imagine if a political candidate said, "Our basic problem is that we need to repent"? I mean, what would the fallout be from a statement like that? But you know, when you really get down to it, this is what God is saying is wrong with our country. This is what's wrong with our world. It's not an economic problem. It's not the economy, stupid, as some would say. That's not what it is. When it comes right down to it, we have a spiritual problem. And that's what God is telling us all, that we better get into a right relationship with Him. If we want to solve our problems, we better turn, repent, look to Him, and recognize this is a spiritual issue. Now, keep an eye on the debates. I will imagine that this is not going to come up in any of the debates, whether Democratic or Republican. But if you get to the heart of the issue, that's what we must do. Humble ourselves, turn to God, seek Him, repent, and recognize the fact we've got a spiritual problem on our hands. That's BT Daily. We'll see you next time.